think of League and the Storm, I guess that they do cop a fair lot of criticism. I guess the past few years have been fairly controversial for them. But is that what they do well, do you think, is that basic team coming together and really performing those roles to the best of their ability?
No one tries to do anything that's not required of them. You know, I think that's the main thing. And so I think for us, that was when we were going best. I think the Perth game in Tamworth, I'm not just saying that because I'm on the radio in Tamworth, I think the Perth game in Tamworth could probably do that the best, particularly with our defence. I think we defended really well against a genuine Super Rugby team, and it took us a little while to get that going, and this competition's all about momentum. So had we got that going maybe one or two games earlier, then I think we'd probably be looking at a semi-final this week, but unfortunately we're not, so we're just going to have to deal with that.
You're saying you're off to training a little later this morning, so we do appreciate that you're catching up with us today. Clearly, having not won Saturday, those semi-finals have escaped the grasp for this year, but there's obviously still a schedule in place. I mean, is today your final training now, or will you have still a few weeks together as a team before you disperse for the off-season?
The Waratahs playing group decided that we weren't happy with the season we'd had, so we'd like to train for a little bit longer this time of year and just put up our strength base, basically. So that's something we're really focusing on. And so we decided that we'd train up until the NRC Grand Final, regardless of who got in and who didn't. And so we'll train up until the 10th or 11th of November. I don't think we've decided that yet. And then we'll take a few weeks off and try and regroup, get our bodies right, and come back and attack the pre-season.
Yeah, I want us to inspire local young'uns in particular who are playing rugby here. Paddy Ryan, if you can. I mean, give us an insight as to that level of fitness, what you talk about getting your body right, and I don't know how you do that over Christmas, can I just tell you? everyone's wanting to know. But
you say no to your mum a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. What sort of level of fitness are we talking? You know, what sort of things do you need to be able to do quite adequately, regularly, to maintain that level of playing so hot, you know, high level?
It's something that probably someone outside the group may think is a little bit hard to achieve, but inside the group or inside that environment, it's just turning up every day ready to go and just having a crack. And I think that's the main thing, and that, unfortunately, I think that's something that, for the Waratahs we probably missed this year, is that we got concerned about things that were out of our control and we didn't focus on doing the task at hand. And it's hard sometimes on, say, a Monday or a Tuesday to worry about just that session and getting through that session and making sure it's perfect, rather than worrying about what had happened on the weekend or what's happening the weekend before. So when it comes to a pre-season, you just need to make sure that you do your best every day. And in terms of getting your body right, it comes down to routine and preparing your body well. So for some guys, that's ice baths. For other guys, that's stretching and mobility. Unfortunately for me, it means a lot of mobility. I'm getting a little bit older now, so plenty of trigger balls in places that hurt and plenty of stretches that follow, and then my body's all right the next day.
Can we see Paddy Ryan in yoga or Pilates? Is that something that you may consider having to do as the body starts to need that extra mobility?
Well, I've always done a little bit of yoga. I don't go to yoga classes per se, but we certainly do the yoga poses. I don't think anyone would ever want to watch me do yoga. It is not at all a good sight.
I don't think it's a spectator sport at all, is it?
I don't think so. So, yeah. Oh, look, I have a go, but I'm certainly not good at it.
Oh, dear. Paddy Ryan, our guest this morning, captain of the Country Eagles, after what was a tough weekend, and good to hear that the body's feeling not too stiff this morning. I mean, obviously a chance to come home to the New England Northwest during the off-season, I'm assuming?
Yeah, I'll certainly try and get home and see Mum and Dad and spend a bit of time there. It's a great place to sort of recoup, and it's good to get out of Sydney as well, you know. I mean, I really enjoy being down here, but there's nothing like getting out to a bit of fresh air in the country. I've got a sister in Ningen as well, so I'll go up and spend a little bit of time with her and get out to the Western Plains and enjoy it out there. It'll be a good couple of weeks.
You talk about hitting, you know, the training sessions and not focusing on what, you know, the weekend's game brought and things like that. Is the off season actually a bit easier for you mentally, psychologically, because you don't have those weekend games to reflect on and to try to push out of your mind?
Well, it's a little bit different. I mean, you're constantly tired because you're pushing your body to the limit. So, yeah, I mean, I've done a few pre-seasons now, fortunately, so, I'm getting a little bit better at being able to cope with that. But for some of the young guys, you get really tired. Turning up every day, preparing to push your body to the limits, it's a hard thing to do, and it's different. By the time the weekend rolls around, it's a good opportunity to really rest and recuperate. So, yeah, it's different to games on. Certainly we prefer to be playing footy. We are football players, we're not runners, and, you know, we're not pre-season trainers, so we definitely prefer to be playing. Yeah, it can be hard, but it's certainly different to playing weeks.